My heart ain't in it this morning. Rumble talk, rumble talk.
Yeah. As y'all can see, Goat James has stepped up.
Oh, stop, bro. Foul James.
Goat foul. Goat James. Goat James. Goat James.
What? Yeah, I know he's the goat. He's on plenty of posters. He's on plenty of Murray's poster. That move Murray put on him will forever. He'll be forever will be on the back of that on that damn poster, looking like a dummy. Get done. Up and under. I'm done. Killed him. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Killed him.
Yeah, I can't take nothing away from that move on Murray.
Hey. I'm just saying, like, Murray just made LeBron a permanent picture on somebody's wall.
That nigga shook me, and I was watching the game.
I was just like, how do you do that? That was amazing. Nice shot. That was amazing. But you know what? I'm kind of frustrated because I watched it to the end of that game, and the refs are terrible, man.
No, don't you start. Don't you start, because I got something for all of y'all people talking about the refs.
The refs are terrible. I mean, that dude hacked Murray every single time he went in for the layup. It wasn't even like a block. It was.
And what was that for?
Hand on body, hand on hand. I mean, that's crazy. And then he called one foul.
How long is an NBA game? How long is an NBA game?
It might come down to close games. I mean, that happens.
No. Don't try to skip out on this. How long is NBA games?
I'm saying it might come down to the wire. Games do come down to it is close unless it's a blowout, and those games are critical. It is critical for the ref to make the right call. And when he's making no calls, when a player is getting hacked and slammed to the ground, and he's not calling they call invisible fouls, but they don't call the foul that's blatant. And you get one-on-one action, yeah. And you can't get the call right.
I see you trying to take my point and walk away with it. No, what I'm trying to tell y'all is 48 minutes in an NBA game. I'm not denying the fact that LeBron James might have fouled Jamal Murray. He ain't fouled him as many times as y'all trying to say he did, but that one important play, he did kind of bring down the hand on his arm. So that was a foul. But what I'm trying to say is LeBron James decided to guard Murray the last 5 minutes of 48 minutes. So that means for the other 43 minutes, Craig, everybody was hacking LeBron James. LeBron James ain't get no calls.
We got to see the discrepancy of who shot free throws, like who had the most fouls. And I don't really have the information in front of me to tell you how the game was refed. Was it even a foul call, or did the Lakers get more fouls than the
No, Nuggets? Everybody had the same amount. They had the same amount of foul. They was matched.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, all I'm saying is at the end of the game, though, you have to call that call, bro. You cannot not call it and get a possession. I mean, when it's a clear foul, I'm just saying, like, a judgment foul, I can see you not giving any, you know, you're letting that go. But, man, he hacked him twice. Coming down there, I mean, blatant foul.
No, like, one time. One time was a block. The second time was a foul.
And before that,
they fouled LeBron James. They fouled even the role players.
Come on, man. That game's listen. We're talking about a 3-point game at this point, a 2-point game at this point, and you give me 9 calls for blatant fouls, bro. That's terrible reffing, man. I don't care what you say. Now, if they done that to LeBron, I'd have said the same thing.
Okay.
He hacked this man.
Okay. See, this is what kills me. This is what kills me about y'all. Y'all only pay attention to everything that goes LeBron James' way. What about the things that didn't go his way? What about right before that play, how Porter knocked the ball out of bounds and they got the ball? And it was clear as day on the replay that Caruso did not touch the ball. He took his hands back and was like, that's our ball, and yet they gave it to the Nuggets. That was a crucial play. That's what got it down to 3. Oh, yeah, people ain't pay attention to that one, though.
I mean, I understand that, but I'm just saying, man, like, dude, I was appalled by the fouling of LeBron.
Y'all want to say officials got to do a better job, make sure y'all saying that they got to do a better job right down the line, not a better job just calling stuff on LeBron James. Call everything right.
mean, LeBron, you know, LeBron
is the GOAT.
What he's supposed to do.
LeBron James shut down Jamal Murray when it counted. And yes, everybody's trying to discredit that because there was calls not going.
Listen, I'm only talking about a few key plays, but these are key plays. I'm not discrediting LeBron was playing good defense on him. He was. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, but it was a lot of contact and a lot of fouls by LeBron.
It was a lot of contact, a lot of fouls by everybody.
Well, yes, I understand that, and I agree with that, but I'm saying throughout the course of the game, you cannot allow that to go uncalled in a crucial part of the game. Now, the rest of the game, okay, but in a crucial part, the last minute of the game, the last 2 minutes of a game, you have to call these calls, man, because these are...
And LeBron James was clutch from the free throw when it counted. Ain't nobody giving credit on that.
You talk about everything. I'm only talking about him fouling, bro. I understand all that. I have no complaints about the game other than I think the refs, you know.
Okay. Since we just talk about fouls, how about this? That game, LeBron James went to the line 15 times.
Wow.
15 times.
He should have 30 points.
No, he should have went to the line 25 times.
How many times he go to the line?
15.
Wow. And these are two shots, I take it, every time?
And these are two shots every time.
How many free throws did he hit?
Oh, no. Hey, look, oh, no, but this is the whole thing.
Nah, see, here you go.
No, don't get me mixed up.
How many free throws did the great LeBron James hit out of 15 times at the line? Because that's 30 points. How many points he had?
Like 26. But
he had 26 points.
And they all came from the free throw line, so you do the math. He only missed like four or five free throws. I tried to say free throws and put a three in there.
Yeah, that was dumb. Yeah. Okay, so, he sucks on the free throw line. That's exactly
right. No. You cannot suck when you... What percent is that? What is... No, you wanted to put an emphasis on this. Well, go ahead and emphasize what percentage would that be if you got fouled 15 times. That's a total of 30 shots, and you got 26.
Who said he had 26? Are you saying that he had 26 points from the free throw line?
I don't believe it.
Matter of fact, I'm going to fact check you right now. I'm going to look this up.
Yeah, go ahead and look it up, man.
I'm going to take time to look this up because I believe right now that LeBron apologist will say anything.
No, he either hit 15 free throws or he got fouled 15 times. But I'm saying if he got fouled 15 times, he needed to have been fouled 25 times because it was 10 times. Clearly, he was fouled, and they just was giving it to the other people like, hey, you just too big.
Right. Well, I didn't see what he shot.
And I feel like that's biased play. Like, you giving – that's like, oh, man, you fast as heck, so we just going to put these other racers at the y'all running a 40, we going to put them at the 10. So you got 10 whole yards you gonna have to make up for meters, right, or whatever they measure them in. Like, that's not fair in itself. I don't care if I'm the greatest player, don't put me on all-star Hall of Fame and then everybody else is playing on rookie.
He's only at 67% this year. It's up free throw line.
I'm saying that game, what was his percent?
Let me find it. The games he sucks.
Dwight Howard listened to us.
He listened to you. He went nasty. He did. He went nasty. Double double in the first half. He was brilliant.
He listened to us. But now, Frank Vogel, I'm gonna need you to listen to me because that was definitely, you was rolling dice in the last 5 minutes of the game without Dwight Howard in it. That was rolling the dice because Dwight Howard is obviously the momentum shifter. He changes the way of the game, and it benefits the Lakers. And he stayed out of foul trouble.
Yes, he did good.
Yeah. I got to shout the man out because, you know, I'm not for just talking down on our people, and then when they do something good, you don't bring them back up. Because what Dwight Howard did, nigga, now you can say you Superman. Now I want to hear all the Superman talk and everything because you played the game seriously like Superman takes when Superman's even out there. I ain't never seen Superman joking when he's saving civilians.
Right.
So
he did his thing.
Yeah. So I gotta give him his credit where credit is due. Man, he showed up. He's a beast. He's so much of a beast, even Jokic was looking like, now, I did not want to cause this when I was in his head.
Yeah, the fouls were even, like you said. Fouls were even.
Mm-hmm. So there's no excuse on fouls because they got the same amount of fouls. The Lakers just hit more free throws than the Nuggets.
Yeah, they did, but not by much.
And they got more rebounds this game. That was the key.
They didn't miss a lot of free throws. Yeah, they did pretty damn good. Yeah, they did pretty good. I mean, I don't even know how they won the game, honestly.
Well, I know how they won the game because obviously it was Ron. It was starting Dwight Howard. Yeah.
They had 12 offensive rebounds.
Yeah. That's how they won.
That'll do it. When teams are that matched up, that'll do it. I mean, you'd be like, well, how? But, man, that's.
But you know who's surprising me, even though I'm a Lake Show fan? Plumlee.
Yeah, Plumlee's aggressive, eh?
Man, this dude got dribbles. He got handles.
he's like a big swing. He's an athletic-ass big man. I was like, man, he's an athlete. You know what I mean? Like, he can move with the ball. He can dribble. He can put the ball on the floor and get to the rim. And he gonna bang on you. He's gonna dunk on you.
Yeah.
He's a center.
Yeah.
He's athletic, man. He's an athletic ass center, man. I was known for that too. I'm like, man, he's fast too. Like, damn, this dude. He's a veteran too. He's been in the league a minute, so. But he still looks like he's young running around out there, don't he?
Yeah. He's definitely young and very mistakeable. Hey, look, he's very mistake eligible.
Oh yeah.
But he does surprise me at his height with his agility and his speed. That's scary if he can get it all together. But one last game, hey, you got one game and you out of here. I don't think he gonna get it together before that. 100%, he might have a little spurt or something. But I think that's, hey, look, if the Nuggets want a chance, I think they need to start Plumlee.
Plumlee over who? He's a center. Who's there to start with, Jokic?
They gotta do something.
That ain't gonna be the answer.
Man, him and Jokic. Jokic is already just a Shaquille O'Neal. And then you got Plumlee. If he can get close, he's dangerous.
Right. Yeah, Jeremy Grant was playing so good yesterday, man. That's who was playing good.
Oh, Grant is Scottie Pippen. He's just going to be good. He's going to be there on defense. He's going to be all everything that Jordan needed. He just matter of fact, he got a Jordan and Murray. So this Denver team, they definitely going to get a championship ring.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Without a doubt. Without a question. If they stay together, they're getting a ring.
Yeah, it just ain't going to be this year, but if y'all listening, y'all got Jordan and Pippen. Y'all got Grant and Murray.
I'm not going to call this nigga Jordan yet, but, I mean, that's a lot.
Man, the only person that frees time, the only person that frees time like that I could remember is Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah, he got some airwalker ability, but not like Jordan.
Man, the nigga froze time to hit that shot last night.
No, he just did on the old ass LeBron.
That nigga did some of that.
Sad ass.
He did some of that Disney Channel movie stuff.
It's been a lot of motherfuckers that try to take over the league and claim themselves as the king and claim themselves as Jordan. We know one by the name of LeBron Williams James. We know his punk ass.
No, this is the whole thing. See, this is the whole thing. This is the whole thing that y'all got.
A lot of fakers that try.
This is the whole thing.
You can't call yourself Jordan until someone say you like Jordan.
LeBron James came in the game, and it's no secret. Yes, everybody looked up to Jordan. And in homage of Jordan's name, he plays under the number of 23. People fail to realize that he said that. They act like that he's trying to slight the man. No, he's not trying to slight the man. Every day he comes out.
By saying that he's better than that man, and he is no good damn well. He ain't better than no motherfucking Michael Jordan.
You're not letting me finish. You was listening. You was listening, but you're not letting me finish. When he started out, it was in homage. But even you, the person that was above you at the school that you played at, the Christian minister to the high school, the basketball team, the person that was over you, when you started pulling up to where you was about to be number one, Were you saying that this nigga was the best player that ever played on the team anymore? Or were you saying that I'm about to be the best player that played on the team?
Well, here's the difference. I was the best player playing on the team. He's not the best player. He's not Barry the Jordan. That's the difference. I'm speaking truth. He's thinking what he's saying, what he's saying. No one else saying that you're better than Jordan.
All right, so what?
A handful of people.
What do you have? Hey, hold on. What do you have?
Ain't no real credible people saying that you're better than Jordan. Not one credible
what
person
do,
says you're better than Jordan. Not one with credit.
Yeah, right. Hey, but what do you have that says that you are the best player that played in that high school?
The eye test.
What proof is it?
Statistics in the eye test.
No, I'm saying what's the eye test? Because everybody can't see. Nobody can see you playing no more.
We ain't in the Stone Age.
No.
This
clips. All right, well, tell everybody where they can look it up at then. Tell everybody where they can look it up.
Boy, watch
about
what is
like. Now, like I was saying, for people to even know that, there would have to look at the record books. So when you go to the end,
videos.
Hey, look.
Jordan.
Yeah, who gonna sit through a? Listen. Who's gonna sit through a whole video when they can look at the record books and just look at number one in scoring, number one in this, number one in that, number one in this?
What you gonna watch video for proof? What do you mean?
You're gonna watch video after you check the books. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You're gonna look at it first, then you'll watch the videos. Everybody's gonna look at the records first. And like Isaiah Thomas said, there's only one person that he really has to pass up, and that's Kareem. And after he passes up Kareem, there's nothing nobody else could say. He is the GOAT.
That's bullshit. Isaiah Thomas is mad at
Jordan. It's credible. Isaiah Thomas is credible. You said not one credible person.
Isaiah Thomas is not credible. He's definitely not credible. Fuck out of here. Everybody knows he hates Jordan, that Jordan let his bitch ass on the Olympic team. That's a fact. No one cares about what Isaiah said. He's mad because Jordan waxed his ass and sent him off the court, and he didn't shake his hand when he was done. Everybody know about Isaiah Lil Jazz, and he don't count. He does not count.
Dang.
Everybody knows about Isaiah and how much he hates Jordan. Come on, man.
Dang,
that ain't no fucking secret.
Hey, that hurt Isaiah. That even hurt me. Like, dang, I felt that. Like, golly, did Isaiah do that?
He hates Jordan. He's mad at Jordan. When Jordan was a rookie, Isaiah froze him out of the All-Star game. Talking about don't pass him the ball and all that old bullshit. And then when it was time for Isaiah to get on the Olympic team, that's why Stockton took his place. And Jordan was like, I'm not playing with that. But it wasn't just Jordan that said that. It was a lot of people didn't want to play with Isaiah. Isaiah just tried to blame Jordan. So, I mean, Isaiah's a punk, man. He's a punk for that. You know what I mean? He was mad. Because after they start beating up Jordan, Jordan walked away gracefully. They beat his ass, beat him. They weren't playing basketball. They were playing football with Jordan, beating the shit out of him. Then when Jordan hit the weight room, hit the weights, you know what I'm saying, came back, it was a different game. They couldn't beat him up no more. And they got pissed because he conquered his demon.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? He fought him to the end, and he got better.
Yeah, so that's definitely that's look, why. You should have put together the documentary. Hey, look, you should have put together the documentary because that there sounds like a heroic story.
I mean, that's the truth, though. That's why they have their riff. That's why they're beefing. They always been beefing. And because Jordan was like, we don't need you. I got John Stockton. And it still was the greatest team ever assembled, even without him. That's why he's pissed, because they still call that the greatest basketball team ever assembled. Even without Isaiah. But should Isaiah have been part of that team? Yeah, he should have. But shit happens. You shouldn't freeze people out if you don't want to get cut off.
Yeah, I definitely don't agree with nobody moving like that.
It's going to be Jordan's league. That's what he didn't realize, right? So while he's doing it, he didn't take into consideration that, man, what if this kid...
Yeah, I don't even agree. I don't even agree on what the end game is. Even if Jordan didn't even become Jordan, I still don't agree with nobody moving like that. Just period, point blank.
Some shady shit,
just
man.
Some snaky, sneaky stuff.
Yeah, he was on some shady shit. And that's why it just wasn't Jordan who didn't want him on the team. Bird didn't want him. Magic didn't want him either.
Yeah, that was
and they all wanted John Stockton over him. So, I mean, He can cry all he wants to, be pissed at Jordan and shit. That's why he always tries to slight Jordan, because Jordan buried his weak ass. But I love Isaiah, but Isaiah, behind that little phony smile, he's a straight killer. You know what I mean? Isaiah's a killer, period. Like, don't get that twisted. He's a straight killer.
So, go ahead and shout out to Jim, man, because, you know, we got to get it in on this boxing. We got to definitely get tell them about this boxing, because fighting's back, too. Not only the NBA bubble.
Okay, join KEL Fitness, 716 Short Terrace Drive. Get fit Indy, get fit today. Change your life today.
And if you're a boxer in Indianapolis, you got a gym.
Yes, sir.
So, and we out.